So again, as a summary, we know that IgA nephropathy is now a progressive autoimmune kidney disease that can range widely in clinical presentation from a lack of recognizable symptoms to the onset of kidney failure, and we must find our patients early so they have the opportunity to have interventions and reduce their risk for kidney failure. Improved understanding of the IgA nephropathy pathophysiology has led to the development of novel strategies to preserve renal function and reduce the risk for poor outcomes, including kidney failure and mortality, and we now have further agents already approved that need to be considered. And though initial treatment continues to comprise supportive care that includes pharmacologic therapy, we now have expanded options, including SGLT2 inhibitors, endothelin receptor antagonists, and targeted budesonide. And we now have the idea that in the next few years, we're going to have more and more novel targeted therapies that are now in development, looking promising both in efficacy and in tolerability. And hopefully, we're going to do even better. So please stay tuned, identify your patients, treat them well, and look for advances.